Welcome to the Immeasurable Podcast at the Krishnamurti Center in Ojai, California. This series reflects upon Krishnamurti's work and how it directly impacts the listener. The invitation is to inquire together into the fundamental nature of our existence.
This is the first dialogue between Jay Krishnamurti and David Bohm in Ojai, California. 1980.
Where are you going to sit? So how should we start this?
Well, you said you had something to say.
I have lots of things, but I don't know how to start it. Oh. So I'd like to ask, if humanity has taken a wrong turn,
Well, it must have done so. It must have done so for a long time ago, I think.
That's what I feel. Yeah. A long time ago, mankind must have turned. I'm just inquiring.
It appears that way.
It appears that way. Why? You see, it has. And as I look at it, mankind has always tried to become something. The becoming.
Well, possibly, yes. You see, I think that I was struck by something I read a long time ago about man going wrong. And this does. When he began to be able to plunder and take slaves about 5,000 or 6,000 years ago. And then after that, the main purpose of existence was to just exploit and plunder and take slaves.
Yes, the sense of inward becoming.
Yes, well, we should make it clear that how this is connected. You see that what kind of becoming was involved in doing that? You see that instead of being constructive and discovering new techniques of metals and so on, they found it easier to plunder their neighbors and take slaves at a certain point.
Yes, all that.
What do they want to become?
That is, conflict has been the root of all this.
Yeah, well, what was the conflict? See, if we could sort of put ourselves in the place of people a long time ago, how would you see that conflict?
What is the root of conflict?
Well, it's the...
Not only outwardly, but also this tremendous inward conflict of humanity. Mm. What is the root of it?
Well, it seems it would be contradictory desire, you see that.
No, is it that we're all trying to... It's always, in all religions, it has been, you must become something. Reach.
Yes, but what made people want to do that? As why weren't they satisfied to be whatever they were? But you see, the religion would not have caught on unless people felt that there was some attraction to becoming something more. Right?
Isn't it an avoidance of, or rather, not being able to face the fact and change the fact.
Right, well, let's see.
But rather move to something else, more and more and more.
Yes, well, what would you say was the fact that people couldn't stay with?
What is the fact that people could not... The Christians said the original sin.
Yeah, so that's already a long time. It happened long before that.
Long before that. I'm just saying, long before that. The Hindus have this idea of karma, What is the origin of all this?
Well, I mean, we've said that there is a fact that people couldn't stay with, that whatever it was, they wanted to imagine something better, right?
Yeah, something better, becoming more and more and more and more.
Yes, and you could say that technologically, or they began to make techniques to make things better, which made sense, and then they extended this without knowing it and said, I too must become better.
Yes.
Or we, all of us must become.
Inside becoming better.
All
too.
Of us together must become better. Right?
Better, that's right. What is the root of all this?
Well, I think it's natural in thought to project this goal of becoming better. That's, it's intrinsic in the structure
is
of thought.
Is it becoming better outwardly? Mm-hmm. The principle of becoming better outwardly, move to the inside, trying to become better?
Yes, well, that's clear that men didn't know any reason why he shouldn't do that, you see. That.
Yes, you know, I know, of course.
And he says, if it's good to become better outwardly, why shouldn't I become better inwardly?
Inside. That's, is that the cause of it?
Well, that's a getting toward it. I mean,
huh?
It's coming nearer.
It's coming nearer.
Mm-hmm.
Is time the factor? Time as I need knowledge in order to do, doesn't matter whatever it is, I need time for that. The same principle applied inwardly.
Yes, I mean, that's the same general idea to say that we project something better outwardly,
outside,
which requires time, and therefore the same must be done inwardly.
So, is time the factor?
Well, time by itself, I can't see it as the only factor.
Time, becoming.
Yes.
Which implies time.
Yes. But see, one would have to ask a question here. That time by itself, we don't see how it is going to cause trouble. You see that we have to see, say, time applied outwardly causes no fundamental
trouble.
Difficulty, right?
It causes certain
a certain amount,
conflict,
but not.
But inwardly, the idea of time.
Yes. Yeah, so we have to see why is time so destructive inwardly, you see that?
Because I am trying to become something.
Yeah, but. So if I could sort of say that most people would say that's only natural, you see. We have to say, what is it about becoming that's wrong?
That's in that there's conflict.
Yes, okay, so can we see that then?
See, I think obviously in that, when I'm trying to become something, it's a constant battle.
Yeah, so can we go into that, why it's a constant battle?
Well, that's fairly simple.
You see, it's not a battle if I try to improve my position outwardly.
Outwardly, no.
Right, so then it's not obvious. I mean, I'm not saying that we can sort of get a hint, but it would be good to make it, bring it out very much in the open, why it is a battle when we are trying to do something.
You are always asking, why is it? It's more or less all right outwardly, but inwardly, when that same principle is applied, it brings about a contradiction.
Yes, I think we go ahead. And the contradiction is
between what is and the becoming what should be.
Yes, but then outwardly it would appear there's a contradiction too, because we have a certain situation here and we try to make it into something else. Now that seems all right.
That seems normal.
Yes, healthy. Now the difficulty is, why is it a contradiction inwardly and not outwardly, or the other way around?
Inwardly, it builds up, doesn't it, a center, an egotistic center.
Yeah, well, if we could find some reason why it should do that, you know, does it do it when we do it outwardly? See, it seems it needn't do.
It needn't do.
Yes, now, when we're doing it inwardly, then we are trying to force ourselves to be something that we are not, right?
Yes.
And that's a fight, right? That's clear.
That's a fact.
But it seems that outwardly that needn't be a fight. Because
that's right.
Matter will allow itself to be shaped, you know, from what it is to what it should be, right? You see that?
Is it my brain, one's brain is so accustomed to conflict That we wonder, one rejects any other form of living.
Well, that must have come later, you see, but I mean, you know.
I understand that.
After a while, people come to the conclusion that conflict is inevitable and necessary.
Yes.
And naturally, they will
but
not even.
The origin of conflict, we're going.
Yeah.
That's it. What's the origin of conflict?
Well, I think we sort of touched on it by saying that we are trying to force ourselves. See, on the one hand, I think when we are a certain thing, that's what we want to be. And then we also want to be something else, which is different.
Yes.
And therefore, we want two different things at the same time. Would that seem right?
I understand that, but I'm trying to find out the origin of all this misery, confusion, mm-hmm. follow what I mean, conflict, struggle, and all. What is the beginning of it? That's why I asked at the beginning, has mankind taken a wrong turn?
Mm-hmm.
Is the origin I and not I?
Well, that might be getting closer, I mean.
Hmm?
I think that's getting closer to separation between
yes,
I and not
that's
I.
It, that's it. And the I, why has mankind created this I? Which must inevitably cause conflict. Mm-hmm. I and you and me better and so on, so on, so on.
Well, I think that was a mistake made a long time ago, as you call it, a wrong turn. That again, having introduced separation between various things outwardly, we then, not knowing better, people also
kept on doing.
It was simply not out of ill will, but simply not knowing better.
Quite.
Not seeing what they're doing.
Is that the origin of all this?
Well, it's close. I'm not sure that it's the origin, but I think that. What do you feel?
I'm inclined to observe mm-hmm. that it is the origin is that the ego, the me, the I.
Yes, well, you could say, but
if there is no ego,
mm-hmm.
there is no problem. There's no conflict. There's no time. Time in the sense of becoming, not becoming, being or not being.
But it might be that we would still slip into. You know, whatever it was that made us make the ego in the first place, you see.
Wait a minute. Is it energy
mm-hmm.
being so vast, limitless, has been condensed or narrowed down in the mind, and the brain itself has become narrowed down because it couldn't contain all this enormous energy. You're following what I'm saying?
Mm. Well, if that.
And therefore, gradually narrowed down
yes.
to me, to the I.
I don't quite follow that then. I mean, I understand that that's what happened, but I don't quite, you know, see it, all the steps. That see why, if you say energy was very broad,
I mean,
very big, and the brain, you say it can't handle it, or it decided it couldn't handle it.
It couldn't handle it.
But if it can't handle it, then it seems there's no way out, then.
No, no. I just mean, wait. Slowly. I just want to inquire. Push into it a little bit. Why has the brain, with all the, you know, all thought and so on, created this sense of me, I? Why? Outwardly, the family, you followed? Outwardly, it had to be that way.
Well, we needed a certain sense of identity to function.
Function. To function, to have a trade function.
To know where you belong.
Yes, and so on. And is that the movement that has brought that in? The movement of the outer world? I had to identify the family, the house, and so on. Gradually became the me.
Well, I think that this energy you're talking about also entered into it. That
yes, that's true. I want to lead up to it slowly.
Yes, all right.
I've got an idea inside. I'll tell you a little later.
That somehow, you see, certainly what you say is right, that in some way this gradually strengthened, but by itself that wouldn't explain the tremendous strength that the ego has, I don't think. See, it would only be a habit then, you know, that the ego becoming completely dominant required that it become the focus of the highest energy, you know, the greatest energy, you know, of all the energy.
Is that it? That the brain cannot hold this vast energy?
Well, let's say the brain is trying to control this, to hold, to bring it to order, that is to...
Energy has no order.
No, but the brain, see, if the brain feels it can't control something that's going on inside, it will try to establish order.
That's what I'm pointing at. I mean, so could we say that the brain, your brain, his brain, or her brain, is not just born, it's very, very old.
Well, I'd have to see what that means. I mean, in what sense is it
old? In sense, it has evolved.
Evolved, yes. Well, from the animal.
From the animal and so on.
The animal has evolved. And, so let's see. And in the sense that this whole evolution is somehow contained in the brain.
I want to question evolution.
All right.
I understand, say, from the bullock cart to the jet, I understand that. That's evolution.
Yes, but before you question, we have to consider that there is evidence of the development of a series of steps that you can see man developing through a series of stages.
Yes.
I mean, you can't question that, can
no,
you?
No, of course not, of course not.
I mean, physically, it's clear that evolution has occurred in some way.
Physically, yes.
Yeah, and the brain has got larger.
Quite.
More complex.
But
well, you may question whether mentally evolution has any meaning, and I understand
you
that.
You see, sir, I want to abolish time.
Right. Well, go ahead.
Psychologically, don't you?
Yes, I understand. I mean,
to me, that is the enemy.
All right. Yes, I understand that very well.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Well, that's something. And is that the cause of it?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that, cause, but it's an important...
The origin of this man's misery?
Well, this misuse of time, certainly, you know, this... that man had to use time for a certain purpose.
I understand. That's
and he misused it.
If I had to learn a language, I must have time.
But the misuse of language, of time, by extending it inwardly.
Inwardly, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, to the essence.
Is that the cause of this? Man's confusion, introducing time as a means of becoming, and becoming more and more perfect, more and more evolved, more and more loving. You follow what I mean?
Well, yes, I understand that. Certainly, I think if we didn't do that, the whole structure would collapse.
Collapse, that's it. Mm-hmm.
But whether there's not some other cause deeper still, I don't know.
Just me. I want to go into that a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm not talking theoretically, personally. Mm-hmm. To me, the idea of tomorrow doesn't exist, psychologically.
Right.
That is, time is a movement, either inwardly or outwardly, right?
You mean psychological time?
Psychological time and time outwardly.
Yes, and a certain relation between those two.
Now, if the psychological time doesn't exist, then there is no conflict. There is no me. There is no I, which is the origin of conflict.
Yes.
You understand? So what I'm trying to get at is, outwardly we moved, evolved this microphone and
we're
so on.
We're also in the inward physical structure.
Structure, everything. But psychologically, we've also moved outwardly.
Yes, that we have focused our life on the outward. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes.
We have turned our attention to the outward.
Yeah, no, I've extended my capacities outwardly.
We have developed outwardly.
Outwardly. And inwardly, it is the same movement outwardly.
Yes, I mean, whatever we do outwardly, we do inwardly.
Yes. I don't know if I'm conveying this.
Well, I understand that in order to develop outwardly in a certain way through time and mechanism, you know, we had to adopt that inward structure.
Yes. Now, if there is no inward movement as time moving, becoming more and more, then what takes place? You understand what I'm trying to convey?
Yes. Well, then if we say this whole movement of time ceases, right?
Yes.
Whatever that means.
Yes.
The word ceases is wrong because it's time.
But time ends.
We'll say without the movement of time, that the energy is withdrawn.
There is no... Right? You see, the outward movement is the same as the inward movement.
Yes. Well, whatever you do outwardly, you must do inwardly. I mean, that seems
and
clear.
It is the same movement.
Yes, it's going around and around.
Yes, involving time.
Yes.
If that movement ceases, then what takes place? I wonder if I'm conveying anything. Are we all talking nonsense? I don't think I'm talking nonsense. Could we put it this way? We have never touched any other movement than the outer movement.
Yes, well, generally, anyway. That we've put most of our energy into the outward movement.
Outward, and psychologically is also outward.
Well, it's the reflection of that outward movement.
Yes, we think it is inward, but it's actually outward. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Now, if that movement ends, as it must, then is there a really inward movement? Movement not in terms of time.
You want to say, is there another kind of movement?
Movement, yes.
Now, it still moves, but not in terms of time.
No? Time, that's right.
Now, we have to go into that. What could you go further?
It's not even... See, that word movement means time.
Well, it means to change place from one place to another, really. But anyway, still you have some notion which is not static, right? As by denying movement, by denying time, you don't want to return to something static, which still is time.
You see, one's brain has been trained, accustomed for centuries to go north, let's say for instance. And it suddenly realizes that going north is everlasting conflict. As it realizes, it moves east. In that movement, there is the brain itself is changing. Right?
Well, something changes, yes.
The quality of the brain changes.
All right. Well, it might. You see, it will wake up in some way to a different movement, right?
Different. Movement again.
Well, flow, is the word flow any better? See, the...
If I'm not going north, and I've been going north all my life, and there's sudden, there's a stoppage of going north.
Yes.
But it's not going east. Or south or west. Then conflict ceases. Right? Because it's not moving in any direction.
All right, so that's the key point, that the direction of movement, that when the movement is fixed in direction, it will come to, inwardly, it will come to conflict. Okay, outwardly,
right.
We need a fixed direction.
Of course, that's understood.
Yes. So if we say it has no fixed direction, then what is it doing? Is it moving in all directions?
I'm hesitant to talk about this a little bit. Could one say, when one really comes to that state, that's the source of all energy?
Yes, as you go deeper or more inwardly.
This is the real inwardness, the outward movement becoming the inner movement.
Yes.
But when there is no outer and inner movement...
Yes, we can deny both the outward and the inner.
And the inner.
So that it would seem to stop at that moment.
Yeah. Would that be the source of all energy?
Yes, well, perhaps we could say that, you know. Huh? We could say that, that
because... may I talk about myself
ahead,
a little bit? Please, it sounds so ridiculous.
Well, no, it doesn't, actually. I mean, it seems to make sense so far.
First of all, conscious meditation is no meditation, right?
What do you mean by conscious meditation?
That is a deliberate meditation.
Deliberate meditation, right, yes.
Practice and deliberate, which is really premeditated meditation.
Yeah.
Right? Is there... unconscious, no. Is there a meditation which is not premeditated? Which is not the ego trying to become something or the ego not trying to negate negatively or positively.
Yes. Now, before we go ahead, could we just sum up what meditation should be, whatever? That, is it an observation of the mind observing?
No.
All right, so...
It's gone beyond all that.
Yes, all right, so...
Sorry. Well,
let's use the word meditation.
I'm using meditation in the sense in which there is not a particle of endeavor, particle of any sense of trying to become consciously, reach a level and so on.
Well, the mind is simply with itself then, silenter.
That's what I want to get at.
It is not looking for anything.
Yes. Don't mind, we two are talking. You see, I don't meditate in the normal sense of the word. What happens with me is, I'm not talking personally, please. Mm-hmm. What happens with me is, I wake up meditating.
All right, yes, in that state, right?
Huh? And one morning, one night, in Rishi Valley, I woke up, a series of incidents had taken place, meditation for some days. I woke up one night, in the middle of the night, it was really 12:15, I looked at the watch, and I hesitate to say this because it sounds extravagant and rather childish. That the source of all energy had been reached. And that had an extraordinary effect on the brain. Mm-hmm. And also physically. Phew. Sorry to talk about myself, but you understand what I'm trying. Wait a minute, I don't mind. Now I'm in it. Mm-hmm. And literally, any sense of any sense of the world and me and that.
Yes.
You follow? The division. There was no division at all, only this sense of tremendous source of energy. I don't know if I'm convinced.
Yes, I mean the... So the brain was in contact with this source of energy.
Yeah. Now, I would... Coming down to earth... As I've been talking for 60 years, I'd like to not help. I like another to reach this, not reach it. To you understand what I'm doing? Because I think all our problems are resolved. Political, religious, every problem is resolved. Because it is pure energy from the very beginning of time. I don't know if I'm...
Yes, well...
Now, how am I... Not I, you understand? How is one... to not teach, not help, not push, pressure. How is one to say, this way, leads to complete sense of peace, love, and all that. I'm sorry to use all these words. So you have it, sir. Suppose you have come to that point, and your brain is something, as your brain itself is throbbing with it. How would you help me? Help me, not words. How would you help me to come to that? You understand what I'm trying
to say?
My brain, not my brain, has evolved. Evolution implies time. And it can only think, live in time. Now, for it to deny time is a tremendous activity of having no problems. I wonder if I'm going to... Any problem that arises, any question, is immediately solved. It has no duration of a problem.
Well, does this sustain? Is this sustained, or is it for some... Is this condition, is this situation sustained, or is it for that period when...
It's sustained, obviously. Otherwise, no problem, no point in it. It is not... sporadic, intermittent, and all that. How are you to open the door, shut, whatever, how are you to help me to say, look, we have been going in the wrong direction, there is only another non-movement, and if that takes place, follow, everything will be correct. Sounds silly, all this.
Well, yes, I think that I can't know if everything is going to be correct, but certainly it's hard to know beforehand if everything will be correct, but the movement sounds. It would have value anyway. Certainly it should make a big difference.
So let's go back to what we began with. That is, has mankind taken a wrong turn? Psychologically, not physically.
Yes, we went into that. The turn, in various ways we could see it.
Is that the... Can that be? Can that turn be completely reversed or stopped? I am going to say, my brain is so accustomed to this evolutionary idea that I will become something, I will gain something, I must have more knowledge, and so on, so on. Can that brain realize suddenly there is no such thing as time? You understand what I'm trying to say? I was listening the other day to Darwin on the television. His voyage and what he achieved and so on and so on. His whole evolution.
Oh, Darwin, yes.
It seems to me that's a wrong thing psychologically. Totally untrue.
Well, that's, once again, it seems he has given evidence that these species have changed in a time.
Yes,
now, why
course,
is it untrue?
Of course, it was obvious.
Yes, so it's true in that regard. That,
yeah.
But I think it would be untrue to say the mind evolved in time, you see.
Of course.
Physically, it seems clear there has been a process of evolution.
Yes,
and this has increased
the curve going up.
Has increased the capacity of the brain to do certain things. But, for example, we couldn't be discussing this if the brain had not grown larger.
Of course, I understand.
But I think when you're implying that the mind is not originating in the brain, right? Is that what? But the brain perhaps is an instrument for...
Instrument of the
Of the mind, right?
Mind.
And
the mind is not time.
The mind is not time.
It means. We're getting there.
It does not evolve with the brain, you
no.
see. But
sounds odd, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, it would sound odd to a person who's not used to it. It's But in the past, people used to accept this idea quite easily.
No. The mind not being of time and the brain being of time, mm-hmm. is that the origin of conflict?
Well, that may be an important point, that somehow...
you understand, sir,
yes.
what that means?
Yes, well, go ahead.
The Hindus say the Atman, the highest principle is in man, which is the mind. I may be translating mm-hmm. it wrongly, interpreting it wrongly. And the brain is of time. I'm putting it, not they mm-hmm. may not put it that way. So is that the origin of conflict?
Well, we have to see why that produces conflict. You see it's not clear even to say the brain is of time, but rather it has... developed in such a way that time is in it.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah, but not necessarily so.
It has evolved.
It has evolved, so it has time enfolded within it.
Yes, as it has evolved, time is part of it.
It has become part of its very structure.
Yes.
And that was necessary. And now the mind, however, operates without time, and the brain, therefore... is not able to.
No, you see, that means God is in man.
No.
And God cannot, can only operate if the brain is quiet, if the brain is not caught in time.
Well, see, I wasn't meaning that. I was saying that we have, that the mind, the brain being, having a structure of time, is not able to respond properly to mind, right? That's really what seems to be involved there.
Can the brain itself see that it's caught in time and as long as it is moving in that direction, mm-hmm. conflict is eternal, endless? You follow what I'm saying?
Yes. Now, does the brain, you have to say, does the brain see then?
Has the brain the capacity?
Yeah.
To see that what it is doing now, caught in time, in that process, there is no end to conflict.
Yes. I mean, wouldn't you say the brain is not totally caught in time and it can awaken to another to see?
That means, is there a part of the brain which is not
Not caught
of
in time, yes. I mean, that's or some function or some...
Is that... Can one say that?
I don't know.
That means we come back to the same thing in a different words, that the brain not being conditioned by time completely. So there is a part of the brain...
Well, not a part, but rather the brain functions with some... dominated by time, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it couldn't shift, you know, that it's... The general tendency is for time to dominate
yeah,
the brain.
That is, can the brain, dominated by time,
mm-hmm.
not be subservient to
That's
it?
Right. In that moment, it comes out of time. That,
yes.
And it's dominated only, I think that, no, I can see that, it's dominated only when you give it time. I see, a thought which takes time
that's
is
right.
dominated,
that's
but
right.
anything
that's
fast
right.
is not dominated.
That's right. That when the brain, which has been used to time, can it see that it is in that process there is no end to conflict? Can it see this? See in the sense, can it realize it? Will it realize it under pressure? Certainly not. Will it realize it under coercion, under reward, punishment of any of those kind? It will not. It will either resist or escape on all the rest of it. Right? So what is the factor that will make the brain see the way it has gone is not correct, let's use the word for the moment. And what will make it see, suddenly realize, that's totally mischievous? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What will make it? Drugs?
Well, it's clear it won't work. Yeah.
Drugs, certainly not. Some kind of chemical?
Well, no, none of that. You know, these are all outward...
Yeah, that's all. I want to be clear. These are all outward pressures.
Yes.
Then what will make the brain realize this?
Now, what do you mean by realize? You say the brain...
Realize in sense, that path which has been going will always be the path of conflict.
Yes, well, I think this raises the question that the brain is resisting such a realization.
Of course, because it's used to that. For centuries used.
Well, also, I suppose the...
How will you make the brain realize this fact? You understand? Say, if you could do that, it's finished. See, they have tried, as you must have talked to many people, they have tried fasting, no sex, austerity, poverty, chastity in the real sense, purity, having a mind that is absolutely correct. They have tried going away by themselves. They have tried everything, practically, man has invented. But none of them have succeeded.
Yeah, well, what you say, it's clear these are all outward goals. They're still becoming.
But they've never realized its output.
It's becoming. Every one of those is the attempt to break the process of becoming part of the mind, right?
That's right. So it means denying completely all that.
I think to go further, one has to deny the very notion of time and the sense of looking forward to the future and over the past and the
deny
present
the,
now. That is the whole of time and always.
Mm-hmm. Time is the enemy. Meet it and go beyond it.
But to deny that is an independent existence, you see, that... See, I think that we have the impression that time exists independently of us, and we are in this stream of time, you see, that, and therefore it would seem absurd at first to deny it, because that is what we are, you see.
Yes, quite. And so it means really moving away, and again, words, from everything that man has put together as a means of timelessness, you know.
Yes, well, to say that none of the things, the methods that man uses outwardly are going to be able to reapply them.
Absolutely not.
Because every method implies time.
Of course. It's so simple.
So you start out immediately by setting up the whole structure of time. The entire notion of time is presupposed before you start.
Yes, quite. How will you convey this to me? How will you or X to a man who is caught in time and will resist it, fight it? He said, there is no other way, and so on. How will you convey this to him?
I think that you could only, I mean, that even though time is not the point, unless somebody has looked at this, you know, and gone into it, you're not likely to convey it at all. I mean, to somebody who just pick up off the street. I mean,
so, then what are we doing? As that cannot be conveyed through words, then what is a man to do?
Yes, well, I think that both the word and what is that beyond the word, you know, are part of the communication, the conveyance.
Would you say, sir, to resolve a problem immediately as it arises? This one has to go into that, because you can resolve it immediately, you may do the most foolish thing.
Well, you may think you're resolving it immediately.
Yes, I'm saying that. You may do the most foolish thing or think you have resolved it.
Because the immediate can be, you can get the sense of the immediate from time, from thought, thought gives the sense of now.
Not allow time.
Yeah, no.
You won't even... Suppose I have a problem. Any problem, it doesn't matter. Psychological problem. Can the mind, can the realize I've resolved it immediately? Mm-hmm. not deceive myself, not resist it. You understand all that? To face it and end it.
Yes, well, a psychological problem has to
I'm talking of psychological.
That's the only way, because otherwise we would make it clear that we're
back.
Caught in the very source of the
course,
problem.
Of course. Would that help? Would that activity end time? Psychological time we're talking
yes,
about.
If we could bring this immediate action to bear, right, on the... what you call the problem.
Yes, yes.
Which is the self.
Right. One is greedy mm-hmm. or envious to end it immediately. Greed, attachment, and so on, a dozen things. So what I'm trying to convey is, will that not give a clue to the ending of time?
Yes. That, yes, because any action that is not immediate has already brought in time, right?
Yes, yes.
So
yes,
the ending of time is immediate, right?
Immediate, of course. That point out the wrong turn the mankind has taken.
Yes, to bring in time and thought to mediate, psychologically, rather than just
we'll
materially.
Keep
right?
Of course, keep to that.
That's if man feels something is out of order psychologically, and he then brings in the notion of time and the thought of becoming, and that creates endless problems.
Would that open the door? This is a phrase. Would that open the door to this sense of time has no place inwardly? Which means, sir, doesn't it? Thought has no place except outward.
We have to be, yes. You see, if you're going to say thought is the process which is involved in time, you see,
of course it is.
Yes, I mean, not everybody has used that idea, used it that way, but.
But wouldn't you say thought is the process of time? Because thought is based on experience, knowledge, memory, and response, which is the whole of time.
Yes, but still, we often discussed a kind of thought that would be a response to intelligence. But thought as we have generally known it. So let's try to put it that the thought as we have generally known it is
thought
based on time.
Thought as we know it now is of time.
Yes. Well, possibly people may have known it a little differently from time to time, but I would say generally speaking,
as of now,
yes,
thought is time.
It's based on the notion of time.
Is
first.
Yes, all right, based on... itself is time.
All right, it's thought itself creates time, right?
Does it mean when there is no time, there is no thought?
Well, no thought of that kind, I mean.
No, there is no thought of, no, I want to just go slow, right. slow,
then
slow.
Because otherwise we may contradict things.
I mean, I know all that.
How could we say that thought has been done? There's a kind of thought which is dominated by time, you know, which we have lived in, right?
Yeah. And has come to an end.
Yes, that there may be another kind of thought which is not dominated by time, you know, but that would be because you're saying you could still use thought to do things.
Of course, that's...
Yeah, that's right. So, we have to be careful not to say that thought is necessarily dominated by time, right?
No, I have to go from here to there.
Yeah.
To my house.
Things,
that's needs time, thinking, all the rest of it.
Yes.
I'm not talking of that kind of time.
Yes, all right, so let's make it clear then that you're thinking of thought which is aimed at the mind, you see, whose content is the mind, the order of the mind.
Yes, yes.
And we'll say that that thought clearly is time.
Yeah, thought... Would you say, let me put it... knowledge is time.
Yes, well, knowledge...
All knowledge is time.
Well, insofar as it has been known and it may project into the future and so on.
Oh, of course, future, past.
Yes.
Knowledge is time. Through time, it has acquired knowledge. Science, mathematics, mm-hmm. whatever it is. I read this or that, and so all the whole movement of knowledge is involved in time.
Yes.
Right? See what you...
Yes, see, I think that, again, we're...
He understood knowledge,
yeah.
How to make a chair.
Well, not only that, but that I think that we say man has taken a wrong turn and has got caught in this kind of knowledge.
Knowledge, yes.
Which is dominated by time because it's knowledge,
of course,
psychological knowledge, right?
Yes. So he lives in time.
He lives in time because he has attempted to produce knowledge of the nature of the mind.
Yes, yes.
Now, you are saying that the mind, there's no real knowledge of the mind. I mean, would you put it that way?
What's that?
There's no knowledge of the mind. Would you put it that way? That
moment you use the word knowledge,
yeah.
It implies time.
Yes, and then you're saying mind is not of time.
No, when you end time,
yes.
In the sense we're talking about, there is no knowledge as experience.
Well, yes, sir. I mean, we have to see what the word experience means.
Experience, memory, experience.
Well, people say, I learn by experience, I go through something, I experience...
Which is becoming.
Well... Let's get it clear. You see, there's a kind of experience you get, like in your job, say, which becomes skill and a perception.
Of course,
insight.
That's quite different.
Yeah, I mean, we have to then we say that there's no point in having experience of the mind, of psychological experience.
Yes, yes. Let's put it there. That is, there is psychological experience is in time.
Yes, and it has no point because. You cannot say, as I become skilled in my job, I will become skilled in
yes,
operating
right.
my mind. You
quite.
Or operating, you know, in a certain way you do become skilled in thinking, but not become skilled fundamentally.
Yes, yes. So, you understand the way it's leading to, suppose there is no, I realize not, knowledge is time, the brain realizes it, and and sees the importance of time in a certain direction, and non-important, no value of time at all, in another direction, it's not a contradiction. Right?
Yes, well, okay. Yes, I mean, we have two... time, I would put it that the value of time is limited to a certain direction or area. And beyond that, it has no value.
Yes. So what is the mind or the brain without knowledge? Yourself.
Without knowledge of psychological knowledge.
I'm talking psychological.
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, it's not so much that it's time, but without psychological knowledge to organize itself.
Yes.
See, we're saying the brain feels it must organize itself by knowing psychologically what all about itself, right?
Is then the mind, the brain, disorder? Certainly not.
No, but yes, I think people might feel, being faced with this, that there would be disorder.
See, of course.
I think that what you're saying is that the notion of self, of controlling yourself psychologically, has no meaning. That,
yeah. So, knowledge of the me is time.
Yes, well, the knowledge...
The psychological knowledge.
Yeah. Yes, I understand that, that knowledge of me is... The whole totality of knowledge is me, you know, is time.
Yes. So then what is existence without this this?
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah. Okay, so...
There's no time, there is no knowledge in the psychology, please. No sense of me. Then what is there? To come to that point, sir, most people say, what a horror this is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, it seems there'll be nothing, you see.
Nothing?
Yeah.
What a...
It'll be rather dull.
You led us to an empty wall.
It's either frightening or dull, right?
But if one has come to that point, what is there? Again, sounds rather trite and sloganish, but it's not. Would you say there is, because there is nothing, it is everything?
Yes, well, I would accept, I know that, yes. I said that's true. I mean, that it is, it has all...
No, but it is nothing.
It is no thing, you see.
No thing, that's
yeah.
Right.
And so far as a thing is limited.
Yeah.
And this is not a thing because there are no limits.
Hmm.
I mean, it has, at least it has everything in it, potential in some sense.
And so if it is nothing, and so everything, so everything is energy.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Well, the ground of everything is energy, right?
That, of course. Yes. Everything is energy. And what is the source of this thing? Or is there no source at all of energy? There's only energy.
Energy just is, right?
Huh?
Energy is what is, right?
I don't quite...
Energy is what is. That there's no need for a source. Right? I mean, that's one approach, right?
No, I. If there is nothing, and therefore there is everything, and everything is energy, you know, be very careful, because here the Hindus have this idea too, which is Brahman is everything. illnesses. Mm-hmm. That becomes an idea, a principle, and then carried out and all that. But the fact of it is, if there is nothing, therefore there is everything, and that all that is cosmic energy.
Right. Yes.
But what started this energy?
Well, is that a meaningful question?
Huh?
Is that a meaningful question?
No. What began?
And but we're not talking of time.
No, I know we're not talking of time, but you see, Christians would say God is energy and He's the source of all energy.
Yeah.
And His Son came to help the world and all, blah. Now, is that...
Well, the Christians have an idea of what they call the Godhead, which is the very source of God, too. You see, they go further. I mean,
And also the Hindus have this.
Yes.
I mean, the Arabic world and the Jewish world have also this sense. Are we going against all that?
Well, I don't... I mean, it sounds similar in some ways, you see.
And yet not similar. We must be
awfully
careful.
Yeah, we must make it clear, you see, that see, many things like this have been said over the ages.
I know,
that's
I know.
A familiar notion, you see.
Then is then just one is walking in emptiness?
Well, that wouldn't
make
sense.
One is living in emptiness?
Well, that's not clear. I mean, it's.
There's nothing, and everything is energy. What is this?
Well, this is a form within the energy, you see. The,
So this is not different from energy.
What? Yes. The body, yes.
But the thing that is inside says, I am different from that.
Well, I don't know. I must make that clear.
The I.
Yeah.
Says, I am totally different from all this.
That's the I encloses itself and says,
that's
I am
it.
Different. I am eternal.
Now, wait a minute. Why has it done this?
Well, we went into that because it began this notion of separation.
Why has it, has this separation arisen because outwardly I identify house and so on,
yes.
And that has moved inwardly?
Yes, and then the second point was that once we established the notion of something inward, then it became necessary to protect that.
Protect that and all the rest.
And therefore we became, that built up the separation.
Of course.
The inward was obviously the most precious thing and would have to be protected with all your energy.
And does it then mean there is only the organism living, which is a part of energy. There is no care at all, except the passport name and form. Otherwise, nothing. And therefore, everything, and therefore, all energy. So, you follow, sir?
Well, yeah, the form has no independent existence. Right?
Yes. No.
What?
I'm saying, there's only the form.
There's the form, yes.
That's all.
Well, there is also the energy, you say.
Huh? That's part of the energy.
Yes.
So there's only this.
There's the form in the energy.
The outward shell.
There's the outward form in the energy. Right?
Yeah. Would that... Do we realize what we are saying,
right,
sir?
Right.
Is this the end of the journey?
Well, it's hard to know. I should think not. I mean,
has mankind journeyed through millennia to come to this? That I am nothing? And therefore I am everything and all energy?
Well, it can't be the end in the sense that it might be the beginning.
Wait, that's all I'm talking.
What?
That's all I wanted you to begin with that.
Yeah.
That's the only, the ending, there is a beginning.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I won't go into that a little bit. Isn't it time?
I have 5:20. 5:15.
See, I won't... See... The ending of all this... Ending of time, we'll call it briefly, is that there is a new beginning.
Yes.
What is that? Because this... seems so utterly futile for a moment.
What?
I am all energy. I'm just a shell exists.
Yes.
And time has ended. I'm just taking that. And it seems so...
I understand that if you stop there... It...
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. And I think that really is clearing the ground... of all the debris, you know, of all the confusion.
Yeah, yeah. So the ending is a beginning. What's that? You can't, beginning implies time also.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I think that we said there could be a movement which had no time.
Time. That's why I won't make clear.
Yes, but we're not... It's hard to express it. It's not a question of static, but being static, but in some sense, the movement has not the order of time. I think we'd have to say that now.
Yes. So, we will use the word beginning and deprive it of time.
Yes, because ending and beginning have not no special time.
Quite.
It can be any time or no time.
No time.
And it's a...
Then what is then happening? Not to me, not to my brain.
But?
What is happening?
I mean, to energy then or to...
So we've said, when one denies time, there is nothing after this long talk. Nothing means everything. Everything is energy. And we stop there.
Yeah.
But that isn't the end. Right?
No,
that's all. That is not the end. Then what is going on? So can we carry on it tomorrow?
Right.
I think we better stop. I won't go on with it, but better stop.
Okay.
Is that creation?
Yes, I mean,
not the art of creative writing. I'm not.
Yes. Well, if we discuss what we mean by creation, I know.
I'm
we
just.
Can do that.
I must. I won't
we
begin
to
tomorrow.
Go on, yeah.
We'll do it tomorrow.
The Immeasurable Podcast is a project of the Krishnamurti Center, funded by the Krishnamurti Foundation of America. For information on our online community, programs, and how to support this work, please visit kfa.org.